It's time for some collective wisdom, a podcast advancing the cannabis revolution one conversation at a time. We all benefit from sharing knowledge and experiences. So if you want to learn about the business of cannabis from those in the trenches, you've come to the right place. Here's your host, Lisa Tolner, co-founder of SensiChew.
Our conversation today is at the California Buyers Club with Jeremy Green, co-founder of Dosist. Jeremy has a unique vision for the future of cannabis consumption. Their tagline, delivering health and happiness, captures a lot of what this brand is about, and they have some unique processes that drive the success of their products in the market. Jeremy, welcome to Collective Wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I love the name, Collective Wisdom.
Thank you. It was a tribute to the old collectives where we all were in it together and, you know, growing our medicine for the folks that needed it. So it was really paying homage to our humble beginnings as an industry.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, in the business of cannabis now and how fast you have to move and regulations changing and everything, I think everybody kind of forgets that it's still very early in this legal infrastructure and we need to continue with that moving forward. The more that the companies that are compliant and licensed and trying to move the industry forward and, you know, in what is a challenging environment, need to remember that it's too early to start fighting amongst each other and need to continue to work together. Not only maintain the standards, but keep the industry from the past moving forward. And as we move into adult use, make sure that we're treating patients as well as consumers.
Right? Co-opetition.
There you go.
Well, I have some questions for you. We want to get to know you and get to know your brand better. I think we've all heard of Dosist. You have unique products. You do some things very innovatively compared to other brands that you might compete with. So tell us a little bit about your vision for the brand.
Yeah, so looking back to the original vision, I come from the electronics manufacturing business and been doing that for 15 years, manufacturing in Asia for a really long time, and kind of fell backwards into the e-cigarette business when it first started, right? It was manufacturing LED lighting. A lot of that switched to e-cigs when vapes got popular and all that, and did that for a while. And then one of the manufactured a couple of the biggest e-cigs in the world. They got bought by big tobacco companies. We kind of shifted into cannabis vape naturally as it started happening. So we really brought a lot of manufacturing history. But for me, I spent 18 months traveling around the United States in 2014, looking at every piece of extraction equipment that I could, understanding the process, understanding how we were going to be able to make a vaporizer that actually worked with cannabis oil, the way it was being made and the way it could continue to be refined. So, you know, it taught me a lot. There's a huge opportunity to provide people medicine because most of them are, they were all medical at that time, right? That's right. You had the first kind of leanings towards the adult use market. And more than anything, when we looked at it, we were like, how do you, you know, walking into a dispensary or collective at the time, you had amazing ones that were serving a huge patient base, more and more people coming in as they were loosening up the ability to get your card, and some confusion around the products. Either called different things at different dispensaries, different strain names, different ways of being presented. You know, we partnered with a company called Anomaly, who's one of the most creative marketing agencies in the world. And they were the first big kind of creative agency to jump into the cannabis space. We really looked at the two things that we thought people, new consumers, people who had been in the industry before and wanted to come back, or people who just maybe hadn't found exactly what they wanted to, was you've got to deliver them a targeted dose every time, like a precise dose each time, and a targeted formulation each time. And I say that in, there's been so much progress made in the cannabis industry. What we really wanted to do was continue on the work that everybody had done and say, how do we present a product where we know we're making the only dosage control vape device and creating formulas that people understand right off the bat when they come in the store. So if they're confused or if it's busy or if they don't exactly know what they want, right, they at least have that stepping point of comfort and backing that up with the quality piece. Because, you know, even as late as June of 2018, you didn't have to have tested product. You could have pesticides, eat all this stuff, right? And when we're building a product with medical grade components, medical grade stainless steel inside, no, you know, guaranteed no leaching, any product piece of the device that touches your mouth is all food grade plastics, you know, that would pass an FDA test and everything. So we wanted to back that up with the quality around the oil. So it took, you know, it was a struggle back then to really go through and get pesticide free flour that would actually be pesticide free when you turned it into distillate and all this stuff, right?
I remember those days.
It was tough. And, you know, in a lack of regulation, right? I think the farmers did the best they could, most of them, but there wasn't really a standard set. So, you know, we started doing a lot of lab testing to Oregon standards because it was an established set until, you know, as everybody's kind of jumped forward here, now California is the most compliant testing that there is. Definitely the strictest standards. So when we looked at it, it was how do you, you said delivering health and happiness, right? And that's really, that's kind of the global mission of the company. But from the product side, it's targeted formulas and precise dosage. So we have that in our dose pen now in two sizes, the dose pen 200 and the dose pen 50. And we just launched another product, the dose dial, which is a tablet form of the product, dissolvable tablet. And we try to carry that throughout the entire message. And as you know, you got to be able to educate in this
paramount
in this business, right? It's the number one thing. So I'd say if we spend our focus, time, and energy as a team on anything, it's delivering a clear message, delivering the benefits, helping people understand cannabis as a whole, the plants, the endocannabinoid system, how terpenes work, how they engage with your body. That as a whole is the most empowering thing for people looking to come into the industry.
No question. Tell us about your six formulas, because I know your pen, and you mentioned that a moment ago, where it's really there to address the needs. You're focused, you're trying to help the consumer not only understand that, hey, I can trust this product because of the stringent testing and all of those little subtle feature sets speak to a consumer. But at the highest level, it's I'm going to walk in the store and I'm suffering from X. So lightly touch on the six if you can.
Sure. So we have six need states. We started with what we call our core four, which were calm, relief, sleep, and bliss. And we added passion and arouse. They're all ratioed with THC to CBD, all of our products. So we don't have just a THC product or just a CBD product, right? We ratio the two together in all of our cannabis compliant product. And we also built specific terpene blends for them. So we took a database of over 6,000 strains that have been tested at compliant labs in California at the time, overlaid the terpene profiles of all of them, and then started to categorize them, which is not anecdotal data by any means, because you have 20 years of history of people consuming these strains grown in California, and started to look at how we build something that for most people, most of the time, will meet that need. So Calm is our highest CBD formula. It's a 1 to 10 THC to CBD ratio, and it has a custom-built terpene formula that's always the same. Relief is a 2 to 1 THC to CBD. Those two formulas are our highest in CBD. And for people that are looking to kind of dip their toe in the water or slowly try to understand how vape might work for them or how these products might work, right? Those are
milder.
Those are really good for that, right? And they definitely have good amount of cannabinoid content in them. There's no doubt about that. But it's the CBD kind of takes the edge off of it a little bit if you're not used to using too
Correct.
Much THC or kind of new to it, right? So, and then our sleep formula is an 8 to 1 THC to CBD. Our Bliss is our number one selling product. It's a 9 to 1 THC to CBD, and really a mood elevator, a mood enhancer. If you come home at the end of the day and you need to forget a little bit that was going on, or you're going out to enjoy your Saturday, right? How do you do that without drinking a glass of wine or using pharmaceuticals or a lot of other things that people do, right? And being able to manage your own health and happiness with that type of product, a huge reason that I continue to push so hard in the industry, right? The amount of feedback that we get about how it's helped people, how it's assisted them with cutting down on some other things that they're doing, whether that's pharmaceuticals or alcohol or other OTC stuff, or just, hey, maybe it helped me cut down, maybe it completely replaced it. Either way, our primary goal is to help people manage their own health and happiness without having to worry about all these other things over to the side. So, you know, the passion arouse formulas are highest in THC. We actually introduced them as sexual health formulas because that's a big component of cannabis use that kind of doesn't get talked about or gets swept under the rug or might be taboo, you know.
People are a little shy about it.
Yeah, they can be. But it's morphed into this really interesting thing. Our arouse formula oftentimes is our number two selling formula because it's so popular among creatives. People that it's really about engagement, whether that's engagement with other people, engagement with your partner, or engagement with your passion, what you're doing, which is art, music, you know. So it's been really fun getting to work with the feedback and kind of start to push the product in the California market. Now we're in Nevada, Florida, launching in Canada. We've continued to kind of maintain our space, not change what got us here in terms of the vape products, not go, we're just going to get a higher and higher THC product because people want it. They do want it, but we also want to stay true to targeted formulas, precise dosages, and the ratios that we know have been tested and consumer trialed over, you know, millions and millions of pens.
Yeah, and the vast majority of users like that formula, that ratio.
Yeah.
So you know you've got a good thing.
We'll keep mm-hmm. innovating. We take all the feedback from our consumers very seriously. It's why we launched this Dose Dial product, mm-hmm. right? It's the same concept. It's a individual use child resistant container that we custom designed for the product, and inside of it is a slow dissolving mm-hmm. tablet. You know, micro dosed, targeted. We have Bliss and Calm, I think, that are just launching this week. It's the same exact concept behind it. And that came from our consumers. Hey, I love the brand. I love the concept. I have asthma, or I don't like mm-hmm. to smoke.
Right.
You know, I don't want to put anything in my lungs. So, you know, rather than saying we're going to make this next or we're going to make this next, we really took the feedback from the people that engaged with the brand. You know, what's the next step we're going to take?
Absolutely.
And how do we most appropriately address that?
Well, as an innovative company, I think your dose control on the on your vape pens are a genius, in my view. And I think you've really broken some incredible ground in the industry that no one else has done. So from your perspective, do you forecast or do you have any vision of some other innovations? Not that I want you to give anything away, but do you see some trends happening that you can share with our listeners that, because obviously as an innovative company, you're on the forefront of this with so many products that you're developing or have developed, which makes your brand particularly exciting. But any visions for the future than cannabis that are kind of at the next level or that you see coming down the pike?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think for us, we've put out our second product line coming out this week. We did a soft launch at Hall of Flowers, and now it's actually going to hit the market. That's kind of the next piece of our innovation. You know, for us, we'll continue to innovate around the device category. We've kept it relatively stable, primarily because, you know, legislation hasn't stabilized everywhere yet. And you got to do the first things first instead of thinking about going everywhere before you get everything right in your own backyard.
A lot of work to do.
There's a lot of wood to chop, as my dad would say. So I think there's a couple of things that'll be really key and that you'll start to see a lot. I think you're already starting to see a turn to people really understanding terpenes a lot more, especially when it comes to vaporization, not so much in the edible category, vaporization and combustion. I think minor cannabinoids are going to be kind of that next wave that comes after people really start to understand terpenes and extraction processes and all of that. And, you know, I think in the delivery device category, you know, we're starting to see a trend towards bigger, kind of the bigger dosage control that is with the app mods and everything. And when we first patented dosage control, we did it in that kind of big box mod type setup, but we wanted to shrink it down so that it was something people were used to in the market. Something that you could have anytime, take anywhere, easy, portable, discreet, and something that could live on you all the time. But I think there's absolutely a place for more control, more information, more focus on the minor cannabinoids. I think we'll see a lot of that. And then I think if there's anything that the market's indicating, it's that there's going to be a ton of time and energy spent on beverages. Yeah. And money, mm-hmm. right? Because that's who's investing, especially in the Canadian companies. So, you know, whereas beverages have been really tough, expensive to manufacture, take up a lot of space, licensed square
hard
footage.
Hard to move, hard to deliver.
Yeah. Licensed square footage is expensive mm-hmm. in California and other states. So I think, you know, as that loosens up a little bit, then I think the beverage category is where you're going to see a lot of money put into innovation.
Okay, I have a blue sky question for you.
Okay.
If you could change one thing in the cannabis industry right now, what would you change?
Oh, that's a really hard question.
I know, but for you, right today, if you were to say, man, I wish I could change this, what would you change?
Yeah, you know what I would change first, and I think it's an industry thing rather than specific to anybody, is banking. I think that it's incredibly unsafe. The cash part of this business makes it incredibly onerous, incredibly unsafe, and incentivizes companies to not give healthcare. It incentivizes companies to not give the right insurance, to only work people a specific amount of time, all of those things. What is in most states where it's either a good medical market or an adult use market, the cannabis industry is the fastest growing industry in every one of those states, even while being hamstrung by the fact that it's incredibly difficult to move cash around. It's very unsafe to move that much cash around. It's unsafe for the dispensaries. It's unsafe for the distributors, everybody. And that floods into so many other just employee issues that we should really be focusing on, because if you foster this industry, it's the biggest industry nationwide four or 5 years, right? Getting rid of cash and at least allowing people to have bank accounts, use checks, use credit cards, use traditional banking systems, that's such a big step for the industry, I think, because it's going to legitimize a lot. It's going to give people access to much more traditional things where people go into cannabis because they're passionate. And I think you find that more than anything. Like bud tenders that get cut at 29 hours a week because they're not going to get to work full time because of banking, insurance, all of these problems. Like they're still doing it because they're passionate about it. And I think that would be a huge change that would only bring more talent into this industry.
No, you're absolutely right. So folks, you just heard it from Jeremy. Thank you so much for coming in today
and
spending some time on Collective Wisdom. I enjoyed our conversation. You shared some wisdom with our listeners. Where can folks hear more about Dosist and the products, and or is there a consumer hotline? Where can people get a hold of the company?
Look, dosist.com is a great website. We do, I couldn't even tell you how many customer service inquiries we field now. I know when the company started, I was doing it personally. And that was fun. That was really fun. We're in about 100 to 110 stores statewide. We really focus on specific places. We have two wellness experiences in LA. And when I say wellness experience, you can actually engage with the product there.
Where are those?
One's on Abbot Kinney, 1423 Abbot Kinney in Venice. Okay. And one is on West 3rd Street in LA.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so all Dosist, great hand-to-hand education. And then obviously on our website, we've got a lot of information. Tons of dispensary partners statewide, just launched in Nevada and Canada coming up. So
excellent.
It's been fun.
Excellent.
All right.
Great to hear.
That's this week's episode of the Collective Wisdom Podcast. Join us each week for another episode on OC Talk Radio, streaming on Thursdays at 3 p.m., and you can download Collective Wisdom wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to visit cacollectivewisdom.com or email us at collectivewisdompodcast@gmail.com to join the conversation. Thank you for listening.